Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, we look at a planned partnership between Japan and Jamaica for the development of pharmaceutical items from fish trimming. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
Are you an aspiring entrepreneur or existing business owner and need business support? Don't miss the opportunity to strengthen and grow your business at the All Island Mobile Business Clinic, January 27 to 29, NCB Car Park, 68 Great George Street, Saf Lamar, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Register new businesses, get information on financing opportunities, plus free business workshops and networking opportunities. Mobile Business Clinic, January 27 to 29, NCB Saf Lamar, powered by JBDC, Nissan, NCB, DBJ, Columbus Business Solutions, Fair Trading Commission, ACCA, TVJ, and The Gleaner.
The government is pursuing a new project in cooperation with Japan to develop pharmaceuticals from fish trimming. Fish trimming, or waste from the processing of fish such as the cuttings, head spines, and guts, can be used in the manufacture of health food supplements and cosmetics.
It's part of the value-added component to the fishing industry, where we gut fish daily and trimmings are thrown by and large to waste. We see partnership from Japan to explore if there are any pharmaceutical benefits to be derived from the hundreds of kilograms of trimmings in the fishing industry. And so, in the near future, very near future, we shall have that discussion with our partners in Japan.
Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan. He was speaking at a recent seminar which looked at 20 years of cooperation between Japan and CARICOM. Minister Buchanan notes that the fisheries industry is important to the economy as it accounts for 8% of all agricultural exports.
The fisheries industry is an important and critical industry, but there is room for vast improvement to meet both local consumption demands and to expand the export sector.
The government is therefore pursuing initiatives to develop the sector and to increase the production of both marine and aquaculture fish.
Now, as we go forward and as we look to the future, we do so buoyed with confidence that our people will apply the attitude necessary to complement the government's strides for improvement and growth in the sector.
Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan.
The Jamaica Customs Agency invites you to its annual Customs Information Expo and Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29, in the courtyard at Customs House, Newport East, starting at 10 a.m. There'll be exciting booth presentations from Corporate Jamaica, guest appearances and performances, and lots of giveaways. Admission free! That's the Customs Information Fair and Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29 at Customs House, Newport East, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is the leading government agency for initiating and coordinating the development of policies, plans, and programs for the economic, financial, social, cultural, and physical development of Jamaica. The key output areas of the PIOJ are policy and planning, project development, coordination and monitoring, research and information, governance and management. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
And now for our proverb of the day.
Chicken merry, art the near.
Translation, the chicken, unaware of the danger posed by the hovering hawk, makes merry. And this means danger can lurk in some of the most unexpected places. We should temper, therefore, our most lighthearted moments with a little soberness. And that's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Please join us again next time. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Anjuri James Sawyers wishing you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.